the Now Network. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Heard, hosted by Minister Michelle Taylor.
Welcome, welcome, listening audience, to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Michelle Taylor, and we have an awesome topic for you tonight. Thank you, Pastor E and the Now Network. We are continuing on with our theme for January, and this is our last Thursday in the month of January. Our theme is still, Behold, All Things Are New. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We have already discussed, don't look back, all things are new. We are pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, and tonight we are discussing the Christian journey. Amen. We are discussing the Christian journey. Our scriptural reference is Judges 18:6. Go in peace, the priest replied, for the Lord is watching over your journey. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this day, Lord. This is the day you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, I just thank you for every listener on this call. Father God, I ask now that you bless your word in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we walk into our newness in Christ, we are walking a Christian journey, and we know that the Lord watches over us. He is watching us and protecting us as well. Praise the name of the Lord. The Christian journey requires preparation. Amen? The Christian journey requires preparation. It's just like an athlete, as he or she prepares for, as an example, a marathon. Yes, a marathon. You can't just wake up one day and say, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to run a marathon today. How many know that a marathon is 26 miles? Yes, 26 miles. If you were just to wake up and run, or let's say walk a marathon without any preparation, what would happen? What would happen, Saint? I could think of a few things that may occur. For one, you would more than likely not finish, amen, possibly cause serious injury to your body, and maybe, in the unlikely event, death. Yes, death. You have seen it on the news where someone dies while either doing the marathon or right after a marathon. And for several reasons, death may occur. You must first get your doctor's approval, or you should get your doctor's approval, before putting your body through such a strenuous and rigorous thing. Some people's bodies are just not prepared for such a rigorous event. Amen? You need to know things like, are you physically capable of taking on such a task? Amen? You have to use wisdom. And then you must train and prepare yourself for this marathon. Amen? Amen. As I just said, a marathon is a big task. A marathon requires many hours of training. You should be in good physical shape. You need to run a few 5Ks and even a half marathon prior to taking on this 26-mile marathon. Now, I personally did walk a marathon a few years ago. Yes, Minister Michelle actually participated in a marathon. It was about a few years ago. I'll say maybe about a good 10 years ago. Praise God. And I did it for several reasons. The number one reason was I joined up with the American Heart Association to do this marathon. And the reason why I did it is because my dad had survived a stroke. Yes, he survived a stroke. I was at San Jose State University at this time. I don't know if many of you guys know that about my life, but right after high school, I went straight to San Jose State University. I loved living up north. I met some of my best friends there, and I was really enjoying living up north. But at this time, my father had suffered a stroke. My mother was going through thyroid cancer situation, and all these things was happening. So I decided to come back home, and I've been here ever since. And I'm glad I made that decision because my family has been like my backbone to help me raise my kids, and just having your parents there is nothing like it. So back to this reason why, number one, why I joined up with the American Association. Like I said, my dad had a stroke, and he survived it, suffers from hypertension. And we as a race suffer from hypertension, amen, which is high blood pressure. I'm also a former high school track star, and I wanted to mark a marathon off, yes, off of the so-called bucket list. Bucket list. How many of you have heard of the bucket list? Now, a bucket is like a metaphor. The bucket represents death. Sometimes when a person dies, you may hear people say, oh, they kicked the bucket. Well, the bucket list, it's all the things you hope to accomplish before you leave this world. Amen? And as Christians, we are only on a journey. We're only on a journey, amen? And we have the promise of what? Everlasting life. Praise the name of the Lord. So my experience of preparing for this marathon, which, by the way, was called the Rock and Roll Marathon, and it was in San Diego, California, it began. My preparation began. And you know what? It was intense. I dedicated many Saturdays, many weekends, and hours to walking, jogging, eating healthy, training, preparing both physically and mentally for this marathon. I was focused, and I was committed. Now, how many of us are focused and committed to this Christian journey? This is a question I'm asking. How many of us are focused and committed to this Christian journey? This Christian journey, it's more important than a marathon, amen? It's more important than any other thing you may have on your bucket list. Now, if you have winning souls for Jesus, if that's on your bucket list, then you are on the right journey. Praise the name of the Lord. You are being a true disciple of Christ. You are doing exactly what God has called us to do as believers, and that is to spread the good news of the gospel. Matthew 28:19. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I did finish my marathon, praise God. It was such a great feeling. Yes, it was. It was an awesome feeling to cross that finish line. Such an accomplishment. Now, I did not, however, walk the entire 26 miles. Yep, I didn't walk all the whole 26 miles. I, along with many others, did get rerouted. Yep, a sister got rerouted. What that means is that they cut our route a little shorter because we would not have finished the complete 26 miles in the allotted time that they had designated. So there were many streets that were shut down in San Diego for this grand event, this rock and roll marathon to take place. Many streets, they were shut down. and the city of San Diego needed their streets open. They needed them back open by a certain time, amen. So I was rerouted, but I did finish 19 miles, yes. Did I feel any less? Did I feel any less for only doing 19 miles as opposed to doing the full 26? Heck no. No, I did not. I had never completed 19 miles in my entire life. I only had did that half marathon. That was 13.5, I believe. I had never did 19 miles. So I was feeling pretty good. I was only 40 at the time. That may sound kind of old to some of y'all, but I was only 40 at the time, amen? And I was excited. Yes, I was excited. I completed the task. I helped raise awareness. I raised money for an awesome cause. Many lives will be changed by everyone who participated in this event. There were many other organizations and causes going on at the same time, so I was feeling pretty good. So my point is this. It doesn't matter how long it takes on this Christian journey. You have to be dedicated. You have to be dedicated and rely on the Holy Spirit. You have to be dedicated and rely on the Holy Spirit. And rely on God's word to see you through. We must have faith, and we must be prepared. Many lives will be saved by you. Yes, many lives will be saved by you as a believer, by your obedience, and by your faithfulness. 1 Samuel 12:24 says, "Only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you." Proverbs 28:20, "A faithful man will abound with blessings, but whoever desires only to be rich will not go unpunished." Now, the Christian journey is similar to a marathon. Yes, it's similar to a marathon. How so? Well, it's similar in three ways, amen? The first way is that it is a long journey. The second way is that it requires preparation. The third way that the Christian journey is similar to a marathon is that it requires that you are spiritually fit to take this journey. Amen? So let's talk about number one. It's a long journey. Point number one, it's a long journey. How long is your personal journey? Only God knows that. I don't know how long your journey is. Your own personal journey, only God knows that. It also depends on your own perception as well. Your own perception. We know that the way we view time and the way God views time is totally different. It's a totally different. Amen? 2 Peter 3:8. That's 2 Peter 3:8. It says, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." What is really important, I believe, is what we do with the time that God has given us. Amen? Let me repeat that. What is really important, I believe, is what we do as believers with the time that God has given each and every one of us. Amen? We want to use our time wisely. We also want to be thankful for the time we have, thanking God every day that we wake up. Amen? Because no day is promised. We should use our time to bring glory and honor to God. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. We don't want to be like the one who the rich man who went on a journey and left some talents to. Now, I think this story is worth reading tonight. So if you have your Bible, please turn with me at this time. You can go ahead and grab your Bible, or maybe you have the Bible app. And let's take a look together at the book of Matthew. We're going to be looking at the book of Matthew, the 25th chapter, starting at the 14th verse. Amen. Please take a few seconds to get there, if you would, please. Let's read. So this is about the parables of the talent. 14, read. "For it would be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted them to his property. 15, to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. 16, he who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. 17, so also he who had 2 talents made 2 talents more. 18, but he who had received that 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled the accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered me 5 talents. Here, I made 5 talents more. 21, his master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. 22, and he also who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered me 2 talents. Here, I have made you 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. 24. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you had to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. 25. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours. 26. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no need. 27. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. 28. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to every one who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. 30. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. My Lord, let us be like the servants who did something with their talents. Let us use our gifts and our talents in the church, Lord. On our jobs, Lord, let us use them everywhere we go, everywhere you send us. Let our light shine for you, Jesus. Let our lives testify to your goodness, to your mercy, to your glory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. May the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Praise the name of the Lord. We all want to hear those words, saints. Yes, we do. We all want to hear those words. We have done what we were supposed to do with our gifts and our talents. We have breathed our last breath, and we have entered into the presence of the Lord. We all want to hear what? Well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. Amen. Now, our second point is that we must be prepared. We must be prepared. If you know that you are going on a journey, what is the first thing? What is the first thing you must do? As women and any man who may be listening tonight, when we find out that we are going on a journey, let's say that we're going on a trip, what's the first thing we do? Yep, we start packing, amen. Some of us go shopping. We sometimes make a list of all the things we need so we won't leave anything behind or anything that we really need. Now, guess what else we don't want to leave behind? What else we don't want to leave behind on this Christian journey? Yes, our families and friends. So what must we do to make sure we don't leave them? We must share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. And more importantly, we must live the life that we are preaching about. Amen? Let me repeat that. We must live the life that we are preaching about because they're looking at us. Amen? Not that we must be perfect, because no one is perfect, no one. Only God, the Creator, is perfect. Amen? However, it is important that our family and our friends, that they see the transformation in us, that they see that we are serious about this thing, that they see that we are on this Christian journey and we won't turn back. We will not look back. We are pressing towards the mark of the high calling, amen, of the prize of the high calling. Praise your name, Lord. The new creation that we are becoming, that's what they want to see, amen, and that even if we fall, we're going to do what? Yes, we're going to get back up again. We must be like the song, We Fall Down, by Donnie McClurkin. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes, For a saint is what? Just a sinner who fell down but couldn't stay there and got up again. Praise the name of the Lord. Proverbs 24:16 says, for a righteous man falls 7 times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity. Amen. So as I was saying, we must be prepared. Yes, we must be prepared. We must pack. We must pack the things that we need for this journey. What are some important items that we may need? What are some important items we may need? Glad you asked. Let me share some of them with you. We must know where we're going. Amen. We must know where we're going, right? That's important. Well, the Word of God says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, it says, enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. 14. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Amen. We are the few, amen. We are the few believers. We are the few, and we have found the gate. Praise the name of the Lord. So don't get discouraged. Don't get sidetracked when you discover that the road is indeed small, that it is indeed narrow, and not exactly the popular road. It may not be the socially correct or the politically correct road either. Praise the name of the Lord. Like my co-pastor, Prophet Edie Martin, said last week on this show, she said it's tough. She said it's tight, but it's right. Amen? I repeat that. It's tight, but it's right. Praise the name of the Lord. So, next, we need a light. We're going to need a light to help us on this journey, especially for those dark days, those days when we can't see too far ahead, those days when we may be discouraged, amen? But the Word of God says in Psalms 119:105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Not only for the dark days, but for every day on this Christian journey, we will use God's word as our lamp, amen? God is our tour guide. Praise the name of the Lord. God is our tour guide. He is the captain of our souls. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for being the light. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 16:11 says, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for this path of life you have given each and every one of us who believes and has called on your name. In your presence, Lord, there is joy. Amen. In your presence, Lord, there is peace. In your presence, there is liberty. Amen. In your presence, there is deliverance. In your presence, there is healing. In your presence, there is love. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, saints, let me tell you this. Not every day is going to be roses on this Christian journey. Unfortunately, this thing called life, you will find in this thing called life, you will find a few detours. Mm-hmm. You're going to find some dead-end signs. You may encounter some wrong-way signs, some do-not-enter, and a few curveballs will be thrown your way. Don't fret. We have the promise of God to never leave us. He is with us even to the end of time. Amen. Matthew 28:20. Praise the name of the Lord. We also have the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter. John 14:26. And the Holy Spirit, it leads us into all truth. All truth. Amen. John 16:13. And the Holy Spirit gives us power. Let me say that again. The Holy Spirit gives us power. Amen. That's Acts 1:8. Lord, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, here are some really good items that you may need for your Christian journey. If you have a note, if you're taking notes, I'm going to slow down a little bit because these are some great items you may need. These are some great tools you may need to put in your toolbox if you're a man. If you're a woman, these are some good accessories that we may need to have on this Christian journey. Amen. So, for worry, we got 1 Peter 5:7. That's what we're going to put in our toolbox. That's what we're going to put in our suitcase. We're going to put for worry, we're going to call upon 1 Peter 5:7. For fear, we got Isaiah 41:10. For temptation, we have Corinthians 10:13. If you have doubt, we're going to go to Romans 10, and 17. Doubt is Romans 10 and 17. Maybe on your journey you may experience some sickness. Well, we have Isaiah 53 and 5. For sickness, we have Isaiah 53 and 5. Amen? Maybe sometime during this journey you may experience a little bit of depression. Guess what? We got Psalms 34 and 18. For depression, we got Psalm 18. And if you're feeling lonely, we got Deuteronomy 31 and 8. For loneliness, we have Deuteronomy 31 and 8. Now, I think you are just about prepared for this Christian journey. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the last thing we need for this Christian journey is to be spiritually fit. We need to be spiritually fit. So we must do what? We must exercise our spiritual muscles. Yes, our spiritual muscles must be exercised to prepare us for this Christian journey. Number one, what do you need to do to get spiritually fit? You must read the Word of God. It's that simple. Yep. You must read the Word of God. You must spend time in the Word. And then you must apply the Word to your life. Amen. Number two, you must have faith. You must have faith that everything will work out. No matter what you may be going through, God is faithful, and all of God's promises are true. He loves us, and he is working things out on our behalf. Praise the name of the Lord. Number three, you must spend time with God. Yes, you got to spend time with him. Play some worship music and enjoy his presence. Amen. Walk with God. Talk with God. Praise the name of the Lord. We also must take care of our physical temples. Yes, of our physical temples. We need to have a healthier diet. We may go on a spiritual, we need to go on a spiritual-led fast from time to time. We need to exercise, and then we need to keep all negativity out of our lives. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, "Do you not know that your bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own." Amen. Since the Holy Spirit resides in us, at least want to give the Holy Spirit as clean of a vessel as we possibly can. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, if you are on your journey and you find yourself in a 911 situation, you on this journey and you find yourself in a 911 situation and you can't remember any of these things I just given you, guess what you got to do? All you got to do is remember it's a call on the name of Jesus. That's all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus and he will answer. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I pray that you are now ready and prepared for this awesome, awesome journey that you are on as a believer in Christ. Amen. A believer in Christ, our risen Savior, Christ, the Holy One of Israel, Christ, our Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for all these tools that we just have received, Father God. We thank you for all the things that you have prepared for us, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that we can call on, that will answer us, that lead us in all truth, Father God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love. And most importantly, we thank you for Christ who died for our sins. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we are at the point in this broadcast where we want to hear from you. Amen? We want to hear from you, our listening audience. You have heard from me, and now let me hear from you. How has this topic tonight blessed you? How has it encouraged you? Maybe it has motivated you. Maybe you have a story to share or an experience. I want to dialogue with you. I want to get into you, the listening audience, now. Now it's time for you to press 1 on your phone at this time, and let's talk about it. Yes, let's talk about it. Maybe you have a prayer request. Or you want to accept Christ as your personal Savior? Or you just want to say hi to me and give a shout-out to Minister Michelle? Let me hear from you now. Amen.
Pastor Amen. Keith? Eric code 310. Well, good evening, moment of God. I'm going to get a chance to chat with you. We're going to do some dialogue at the end about next month, but we'll go Amen. Straight into our callers today. Great word. Woo, I'm excited. I got my two. Look, I like that part. I had to come on that part.
Amen.
Then get your toolkit together. When we get that
right.
makeup bag.
Woo,
what an analogy. You touched some folks on that one. That's the way to bring that word. Area code 310. Last 4-9-3-3-3. You are live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Hello, this is Wanda.
Hi, Sister Wanda. God bless you.
Oh, yeah, just calling to say a great word. I'm listening to it, and it's just a great word. I'm very motivated on it. And just wanted to just thank you. Just a great service.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Wanda. God bless you.
Okay, I'm headed to choir. So. Okay, bye.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go. Get it in.
Multitask. That's right.
God bless you, Wanda. See you tomorrow night, Friday Night Live.
Yes.
God bless you, Sister Wanda.
Area code 281, last 4-0037. You're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Hi there. This is Apostle Murphy. I am so moved by the Women Speak Now.
Oh, hi, Apostle Murphy. God bless you, woman of God.
Oh, bless you. I really enjoyed the word tonight. It was truly empowering, and I tell you, the message is so true. We have truly got to get prepared for this last day and to keep it real. I was really moved by it.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Well, I'm going to continue to do
it. How are you? What a surprise.
Hi there. How are you?
Well, no, you know, normally I'll put on that higher falsetto voice, but I want you to know it's past 8.
Oh, hey.
God bless
Amen.
You, woman of God. Thank you so much for joining in tonight.
I really am blessed. I'm so glad we got this Woman Speak Now going for us. God bless you.
Thank you, God
Thank
bless
you,
Apostle.
So
Amen.
Any other callers? Dial 1. Amen. Minister Terry, I knew you were coming up. God bless you, women. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Good evening, family. Good evening, Minister Michelle, Pastor E, and all the listeners. My God, my sister.
Good evening,
you know,
Minister.
You said some things. You said some things that just touched my heart. I didn't know you was a marathon runner. I knew you was running for Christ. But you
Amen.
Said 19 miles. You ran the whole thing, girl. And I'm just interested in running this walk along with you for Christ. I love that accessory
Amen.
Box you gave us. The men, for the men, it's a toolbox. For the women, it is our accessory. And
Amen.
Then you, yes, Minister Michelle, you said we have to exercise those spiritual muscles. We have to read his word. I tell you, his word, the word of God is what is just, ooh, I tell you, I lean into it. After losing my mom, I leaned into it more so. We were into it together, but I just leaned into it more so because it is spirit and truth. He gives
yeah.
us so much knowledge from reading his word. And Anna, and like you said, we have to share it. And I want to share the gospel with others. So the more of his word I can read, I can share. And then the more of them can be on the journey with us. So my
Amen.
Sister, I tell you, you know I have to go back on archives with you because I'm writing and taking notes and listening and I'm trying to absorb all you. Ooh, you fool. I'm full. I tell you, thank you, my sister. I love you.
Thank you.
And
I love you, Minister Terry.
Yes, keep bringing that word. I just feel my
you.
Spirit. Thank you. God bless
amen,
you, too.
Amen, amen. Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Oh, Minister Terry, how's sister doing? How's Sister Rob?
Sister Rawson is fine. She's doing great. You know, we're doing
okay.
fine, but I thank the grace of God we're doing fine. Thank you for asking.
We're
going to
see you in person
yeah,
this
let
weekend.
Let her know to ask the moderator
oh, yeah.
that I'm lifting her up in prayer and sending my love to her.
Yes, I sure will. Thank you. God bless you, and I love you all. And looking forward to it, Pastor E. Thank you.
Yes, I'll see you this weekend for sure.
Okay. All right.
God
bless you, woman of God.
Amen. You know, wait, let's stop right there. Minister Terry is a part of the network, so I can not throw her under the bus, but elevate her here for a moment, because it's important for us to know that when things come, we can still stand on that belief that the word is truth. And Minister Terry is experiencing some things personally that she's withstanding and standing and on top of that, standing some more that it's encouraging for her to know that we are here for her, but it's encouraging for you guys to know that testimony you just heard her say. It sounds like the same Minister Terry every time she comes on and sounds, dials one.
Absolutely.
Every time she encourages us for giving the word.
Yes.
You can't
yes.
tell that she's going through. that's a testimony in itself, family, that we men,
yes,
women, whoever we are, need to touch to, is that we must stay consistent with God and his trust.
Yes.
Knowing that
yes.
the world is
you
the world
what?
And the things of the world are going to happen. They're going to fail. They're going to end. But God
yes.
is sufficient. God is able. God is, ooh.
Yes, you know what, Pastor?
You know, and I wanted to bring that in because I know that would touch you to touch somebody right now, Minister Terry.
Yes,
touch somebody.
Excellent point,
you know
man
what?
Of God.
Yes, that's what I do every morning. I thank him again for opening these eyes and giving me another opportunity to do his will, not my will. Less of me, and it's something I have to tell myself constantly. I don't know others, it may be easy, but you have to tell yourself it's less of me and more of him. And then I have to read his word. I have to read his word so I can share what you said, Minister Michelle and Pastor E, and the
yeah.
listeners. Share the gospel of Christ. We want
yes.
them to be with us. We really, we want all of us. If I, Pastor
yes.
E, I think
yes.
you said it
we
before.
We're going to make it. We're going to make
we
it.
All
gonna
make it. We're going to make it, you know. And
amen.
When you tell yourself that, you believe. And when you
amen.
Believe, you'll receive. So,
glory.
Oh, yeah, we're going to make it, you know. And like Minister Michelle said, the gate is narrow. Ooh, I'm looking for the narrow gate, you know. Oh, yes,
amen.
I'm going to be there, too. And if it's wise, some people might not make it, but you have to. You have to work. You have to get up. You got to read his word. He left it for us.
That's the point
yeah,
there.
Right.
It's not
amen.
Easy. It requires
oh.
work.
It requires
yes, it
work, and you're going to have some life challenges, but, ooh, he strengthens you. He strengthens me, and I tell you, ooh, if I hadn't been reading his word and I didn't but know how good his goodness is and how much he strengthens me every day.
Personal.
But I'm
amen.
Getting off. I know you guys got calls, and I love you all. And
thank you, woman of God. No,
soon.
That was
thank
a,
you.
No. We are very led by the Spirit, and God spoke right then that by that one acknowledgement that you are still consistent in your faith with him, even though everything around you looks like it's hell on earth. People need to hear that kind of stuff. And so
yes,
be encouraged, woman of God.
Thank
yes.
you. God
what
bless
like
you.
About,
love
what
you
I like
all.
About you, Mr. Terry, is that you're always steadfast. You stay
steadfast
in your faithfulness, and you stay
immovable.
Steadfast in your commitment to God.
Immovable.
And that's just awesome.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to
amen.
God, because I
be
tell you, I just... Ooh, I thank him. I love him, and I thank him so much because I know he's been good to me.
Yes.
And I can raise my hands and tell him, ooh, hallelujah, he's
thank
been
you.
Good. Thank you, Lord.
The
Jesus.
Best is yet to come.
Bless you, name, Lord.
Yes. Love you guys. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Area code 310, last four, 8218. You are live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Welcome, caller.
Hello, Minister Michelle. And my
hello,
brother E.
Hello.
Minister E, how are you?
Annie, God bless you. How are you?
God bless you all.
God bless
I'm
you.
I'm blessed
thank
and highly favored.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
It was nice to hear your message today. And just anytime you can get a word of God, I tell you, it's awesome. And I just really appreciate it. Thank you for walking in your ministry. And thank you for the door that has been opened unto you and with Pastor E. It's just a blessing.
Well, thank you, Sister Annie. Of course, you are steadfast as well. You're steadfast and unmovable in your faithfulness and in your commitment, and I just really appreciate you and the opportunity to just watch your faithfulness. It always encourages me and know that we continue to lift up Ray daily.
Amen, amen. Trying daily.
Unto the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
To God's glory.
I'm just bubbling in my spirit when you get on the line, but right then when you said that, you said, I just want to thank God for or for whatever, however being opened up for her. You know, God has opened up a door for you. Are
amen.
You ready to walk
that's
through?
That's right, man of God. Amen, amen.
We got door, look,
thank
we got
you,
more
Lord.
Than one door here on the network. You ready to walk through? You
amen.
Can walk through, too.
Amen.
No
amen.
Respect
to God
be
glory.
Stop pointing finger at other people because you got folks looking back at yourself.
Okay, now.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Ouch. Okay.
Why do, ouch. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Why
knock
do I get
the door
so silly on this
right.
call?
Act,
oh, Lord.
Action it should be given. Amen.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
God bless you, woman of God.
Yes. Thank you, woman of God.
God bless you
thank
all
you
as well.
In. Love you, Susanna.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I love you, too. All right.
Love you, too.
Bye. All right.
Area code 951, last four, 0738. You are live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard. God bless you.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
God bless you too, Minister E and Minister Michelle. I just want to thank you for the word and just want to say sometimes we forget that trials allow us to exercise our faith and flex our spiritual muscle. And we holler, woe is thee, instead of looking up. And we need to look up and exercise our faith. I know I've been through the trials, and, man, I just learned to praise him all through it. And I quote the scriptures right back to the Father. We have our little dialogue, and I learned to have fun in the face of trials.
Right.
To have
Amen.
Fun. Because you get to see how much you have grown in the Lord. And those
Amen.
Things don't bother you. And then some areas, Satan just don't come no more because he know he ain't got no pull. He got no way.
Amen. Say that again.
Yeah, he has no pull. He has only the power we give him.
Amen.
Over our lives. And so when we learn how to close doors and how to stand on the word, we win. It's nothing but a win-win
yes,
this journey with the Lord. But we have to remember when the trials come to walk in our faith and to walk in the word. And like you said, we do have to study so we'll be able to stand on the word. We have to have somewhere
Amen.
To stand on.
Yes. Well, I like that you said trials exercise our faith. That was a good point, and yes, it does. It exercises
mm-hmm.
our faith, our patience,
you know,
our hope.
Y'all going to get me preaching. Y'all better quit. Now watch this.
Go ahead, man.
Romans says, watch this. Romans 8:17 says that we're supposed to suffer with Jesus. Acts 14
Amen.
Would tell us that we're supposed to go through tribulations to
mm-hmm.
enter into the kingdom of heaven. But God comforts
mm-hmm.
us. Remember, we're also taught that we're tested by the fire. Its interest is supplied by us going through with purpose. Most of us go around or make excuses or end up going nowhere, but ending up right back where we started from. Instead of going through with purpose, as Psalms 107:2 say, let the redeemed say so. Because we have to testify. We have to let each other know that I've been purged through the fire and that it's not my
mm-hmm.
will, but God's will be done. But in James 1:17, I'm going to get off of this. God blesses those who patiently endure suffering.
Amen.
Amen.
We always want to get the microwave. Hey, look, we always want to get a microwave going through. 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, I went through. No, you got to
mm-hmm.
patiently endure tribulations. And God blesses those. Amen?
Right.
Amen.
And I'm grateful for where you're talking about the tool chest and the tools, because God says that his tool chest is filled with things that are foolish and despised by the world. And I know we're coming up on Black History Month, and I want to tell you something that's not publicized about Harriet Tubman. She had the gift of prophecy. The Lord told her when to come and when to go.
Amen.
And her body.
Well, Frederick Douglass was an apostle as also himself, and there are all of our historical, all of our brothers and sisters that led the way for us were believers in God.
They were.
Amen.
Sold out.
Excellent point. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, they were.
And it was that mind of Christ, I believe, that was in them that gave them the ability to think as well as people wouldn't give them all the knowledge to learn, but to have the grace of God to be on the inside. It's encouraging for us even today. We're still in the Stone Age in a lot of our areas. Some of us are computer literate and we know how to use a smartphone. But I guarantee you, for one, there's 20 who doesn't. And I'm trying to get people involved, and I know the statistics. There, we're still a lot of us in the Stone Age. And as Minister Terry said, we can all do it when we all help to do it together.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And we
Amen.
Are the people, you know, the church and our faith in God has always been our backbone as well, too.
Yes, that's true.
Yes,
that's
it
true.
Has.
Yes.
Amen.
And
we have to get back to that. Mm-hmm.
When flexing those spiritual muscles, you know, we just can't walk this journey and sit God to the side. We're going to be falling all the time. But he gives us the courage to stand, and he gives us, when we are led under him, we don't have no missteps.
Amen.
We have
That's
trials,
right.
but
Amen.
We don't have no missteps.
That's right.
Well, we know where the battle is. we know where the battle is. It's not flesh and blood. And then we stand, withstand to stand more, but then put on the whole armor of God that we can do what God has called us to do. Hey, I'm going to get out of this. We got other callers on here. We will have this going on. And on. I love you guys letting me be a part of this, Minister Michelle.
You know,
I know it's women speak down, be heard, but I get goofy on this show.
That's okay. We make it fun and uplifting. Amen. Christians can have fun. That's a good thing.
Amen.
Well, thank
God
you,
bless you,
woman
of God.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Area code 323, last 4-4-8-6-6. Minister Sharon, how are you this afternoon?
Hello, Minister Sharon.
Good evening, Pastor Ian, Minister Michelle.
Oh, I called the wrong number. Okay. How you doing, sir?
Good afternoon. God bless you.
Yeah, this is Shamar, her son.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You,
all right.
Yeah,
thank
I was
you
calling.
Well,
I was calling to ask for prayer for my mom because she got a really bad flu right now.
Okay.
Amen.
Sure.
Mr. Michelle, I pray with her. We're praying in agreement of her faith because she is already healed. She believes it. But us in connection with that covering and that fervent, effectual prayer is what we go forward with. Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord. We lift up
right
the sharing to you, Father God. We are in agreement, Lord. We are in agreement with the prayer that's been prayed. We are in agreement with her, Lord, that she will receive her healing, that her healing is already here, Father God. We know that all things are possible through you, and we are healed by your stripes. And we thank you for her healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Mm. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you in prayer, and we do stand in agreement in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, we pray right now over our communities, Lord, our households, our churches,
and
the places that we dwell. This virus is going through, is touching people, and we want to be more aware, Lord. Teach us, Lord, to take the right vitamins and the things to stay healthy. But, Lord, we pray for a hedge of protection around and about us of anything that is foreign, anything that is not pleasing to you, anything that is a disease or a bacteria that will take us out of our physicalness to be in a spiritual place with you, Lord. Heal Sharon right now. Heal myself. Heal Minister Michelle. Heal all of us that are standing in the gap, that are interceding for those that have been praying healing on those that have maybe found ourselves vulnerable because praying for others so much. Lord, protect us and strengthen us and re-energize us, Lord. And that's just what the Lord spoke to me, Sharon. I know you're listening. I want to say this. He just spoke this to me as I was praying that prayer. You have been diligently laying hands, standing in the gap, praying for people's healing.
Amen.
And people have been healed. But, you know, we lose track that we could get caught slipping sometimes by releasing all of our authority and all of our a position that God has given us to others, and we want to now surround you and engulf by the Holy Spirit that the Lord gives you all that you've given away freely. As a matter of fact, you get triple portion back on you right now by our faith and by our belief. Because I know I know what God has used you for. I know the ministry that he's birthing in you. And I pray that no physical, earthly weapon formed against you will prosper. But the one thing we pray against are any weapons that may have snuck in underneath the carpet, that's been in the closet for years, that's behind underneath the cushions. We bind those things right now. We loose your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord. We loose it here on earth as it is in heaven, Lord, and we bind it right now in the name of Jesus that it be bound
in
heaven.
Name of Jesus.
We thank you that it's done, finished, and complete.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we pray
thank
in
you,
agreement that our faith believes in your truth and your word and is done in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Enjoy
amen. I'm going to make you
thank you.
I'm gonna have to hook up with Shamar Nim and I'm gonna make you a little special tea. We're gonna get you well now.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless
you, my sister.
God bless you.
Amen. Any other callers? We still have some time. You can dial in and dialogue with Minister Michelle. Myself now. In the meantime, we do want to talk about something very exciting kicking off next week here on the Now Network, and it is a collaboration between Man Up the Movement and Women Speak Now and Be Heard. It's the month of February. It's definitely important to us of African-American heritage that it is Black History Month, but it is the month of love. And it's mostly around Valentine's and couples and relationships. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to join forces to ask two distinctive questions. One from our side is, can a man really love a woman? And vice versa, Minister Michelle.
Yes, and can a woman really love a man? That is the question.
Now, we're starting it off. We're kicking this thing off. We want you to tell somebody. Invite one. We got to break the bondage. We got to destroy the yokes that are in the relationship matters between male and female. Not to get you married or to find your next mate. This is not date.com, and this isn't eHarmony. But for us as the body of Christ.
Amen, Pastor.
Told you I get silly on this one. But for us as the body of Christ to break the bondage of trust in whatever God's will shall be done when we get in line with his word. But we got to break this barrier of non-trust. We don't trust each other. That's men to men. That's women to women. But especially woman to man. We want to start this off this week coming up on the 2nd. Bishop Martin is going to introduce your bishop's full name for me.
It's Bishop H.B. Martin.
H.B. I knew it was. I didn't want to, but I do not like getting things wrong. But Bishop H.B. Martin is going to kick this thing off for us here on the Now Network on Man Up the Movement. I'm talking 50 years of marriage. 100 years, more than that, years of ministry. But in that marriage, full of ministry, full of raising children, building a church, building a bond, building people, building community we're going to get a chance to touch with on our kickoff for Man Up. I asked the right questions, but he is going to give us the right answers. And I know he's going to be led by the word of God. We're going to start off with a good foundation, not pointing fingers, not trying to find out a bunch of stuff about why this. We're going to go to the word, and I know the man of God is going to bless us, but we're also with some wisdom. And so as we kick off into Thursday night, Women Speak Now, Minister Michelle.
Yes, so we will be doing the same thing. We will have his wife of this 50-year marriage, and of this 100-year being in ministry, and she is the wife and the co-pastor, Prophetess Edie Martin. We had her before here on Women Speak Now, and she will return, and she will be bringing wisdom. We're going to ask her the right questions, and we're going to just sit there, and we're going to learn so much, and we're going to have an open dialogue. And throughout this whole month, we want to focus on healing the relationship between men and women. And we want to support each other. We want to support each other in the body of Christ. Amen?
Yes.
I think as we do that, as we ask this question, that we are going to really come to understand each other a little better.
Especially in ministry, because I tell you here, just to give a little hint of where we're going, I'm addressed with the issue a lot of times of helping women in ministry, and can that be pure? Are you just doing that for ministry? You know, but you know, it's not how you're doing it, but what people think they see and the stuff they do. You normally cannot happen because it's always an expectation.
Uh-huh.
On one side or the other. And you can't do God's will because our will gets involved. Those are some of the things we want to talk about too. How can we support each other in ministry without thinking that that's my boo or I'm supposed to get married because I will work together in ministry? You know, this is God's will. We want to do his work. That I do not have to help you build your ministry, and now I found my boo, or now my husband has showed up. I'm not talking about me. I meant for y'all. That now, you know, here's my rib, or here's my husband. That for the men, we're looking for our rib, and the women should be looking for their husband to find them. In that process, ministry has nothing to do with that, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we want to talk about that, too, on being authentic in the body of Christ. So we can build that trust that people can see maybe, ooh, I can't trust them.
Yes.
You mean I can have a conversation with them offline and they ain't going to put me on the, under the bus with a million people listening? Yes, that's what we want to build here is trust.
Yes, it is. Amen. Yes, we do.
I hit a point there.
I came good with
that was a good point there. No, we are going to keep it real. We have several married experienced ministers and brothers in Christ that are going to come on board.
Amen.
We have a lot of us single ex, we've been married once or in relationships before and never got married. We got a bunch of us that are there. And then we got some young men out there that never, it was all about turning up. And their testimony is that they did this, that ended up with a baby. Now what? And in the relationship that they find themselves in is that, I can't love a woman because all she want is this. All she want to take me to jail. So that question has to be brought out too, is that everything is done for a reason because of a past hurt, a past pain, less communication. I think we're going to break that bondage, Minister Michelle, that we can talk.
Yes, we will. Amen. Amen. And I thought we have a very diverse panel, which is going to bring a lot of good richness to this dialogue. So I'm just excited about it, Pastor Dean. I know it's going to be very successful. And so if you're listening, you want to make sure you tune in and get all this good nuggets that's going to be given out. Amen.
And this is also for you to be heard, too. We're looking for you to come up with something we don't know about that we haven't experienced. We all can learn from each other. And we want to say this, that even if you have something on your heart and you're saying, well, I don't want to be the one to present it, you can send myself or Minister Michelle a message, private message, and we will communicate that through and share your concerns anonymously and keep it that way. You can also dial 1 at any time and request to go in the green room and talk while we're dialoguing, and one of us will get your information that you're heard. We want you to be heard. Even though you feel like I can't talk on the phone, don't let nothing hold you back from getting it out in this season of February, the month of love. We're going to celebrate Black History every day here on the Now Network. But during Man of the Movement and Women Speak Now, we are going to grind. We are going hard.
Amen.
We are not going to leave any cover unturned. And we're going to respect each other enough to listen and then be able to respond truthfully, that we can really touch each other live and go to another level, and that we never be the same again. Something new. We're doing something new. That's right.
Yes.
Something new.
Amen.
Something never
new.
Done
Amen.
Before. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God. Well, I'm out of here. God bless you, woman of God. I will say, bless me. I got my toolbox right here.
Amen.
Here, it's right there.
God
I got all my little put in here. I've added some more.
Amen.
And I tell you guys, the archives are available. I listen to every show, not just because I'm on them or because I know the team that's on the network. I listen to them because there's a lot of valuable information, and I want all that God has for me. So I'm studying myself approved. I'm listening to all these scriptures that this mighty woman of God studied herself approved, that now I can study and get what God has for me in it. So let's use these tools that we have that are for free.
Amen.
That will continue to be for free. You don't have to call and get a copy of any dialogue for a mail out fee. You can download them free right now. All you got to do is look on Blog Talk Radio Now Network, and you can find any of our previous broadcasts and download them, copy them, burn them, do whatever you want to do. This word is free, and it will continue to be that way. God is good. That's right.
Yes, He is. God is good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. So, in my
you want to pray us out?
Closing words. Yeah, I'll pray you out. So,
or any closing remarks?
Yeah, I have closing remarks, and then I'll pray us out. I just wanted to say to continue to grow. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Let me get my earpiece. I just want to say to continue to grow things, and I want to say that to grow in courage. Continue to grow in courage, knowing that God is with us and will give us the courage to do what He asks, to grow in devotion, taking risks to follow God's plan and purpose, grow in contentment, grasping the provisions from God that produce contentment, to continue to grow in humility, remaining steadfast no matter what, knowing God blesses those who serve him, continue to grow in confidence, facing and enduring and overcoming everything through Christ, and grow in obedience, realizing God wants us to succeed, grow saints, and enjoy this journey. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to come together and to hear of your word, God. Thank you for this time of fellowship, time of exhortation, praise, and talking together about your love, your grace, and your mercy. Bless each listening. I lift up each person's prayer request to you, Father God, and each need. Bless them, Lord. Continue blessings on the Now Network and on the Mighty Man of God, Pastor E, and we bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Family, know
Amen.
That you are loved and appreciated.
Amen, family. Join us tomorrow, 9 a.m. on Periscope. We will wake up.